there's something.
I'm sorry, Max. Hey, it's just too strong.
When does the fire engine get here?
I don't think they had them in 1666.
1666? We did this in primary school. This isn't just any old fire. This is the Great Fire of London. Face it, Max. We're history.
We present Time Hop, a serial in five parts by Alan Gilby and David Richard Fox. Episode 2, Killing Time.
Mouse Scientist EK6, engaging diary mode. Dear Diary, I have taken a giant leap backwards for rodent kind. Just as we thought, there was another species on this earth a million years ago. They're called humans, and I have met some. Steph 17 and her brother Max, who has a friend called Baz. Here, in the late 20th century, the earth has not yet been reduced to a stinking ball of toxic waste. My mission is to track down the source of our pollution and, if possible, put a stop to it. Unfortunately, Rabbit Warrior RV-101 is on my tail. Well, not literally. He has followed me through time.
Houses?
No, I'm not sure.
Then why are you still blowing them up?
Well, I see the mouse is hiding in the street behind, of course. The building's getting in my way. This is what happens if things are getting in my way.
But we are here to rescue Steph and Max, aren't we? I mean, it's only the mouse you want to kill, right? In my time, the old building get a bit out of order, but they don't go around killing innocent bystanders.
Yeah, and they say there's no progress.
I wish my gang was here. They'd love this. Beat sorting the adventure playground any day. me and you clean up the city, eh, bunny dude? They'll probably give us medals for getting rid of all these slums and rats.
Slums and rats do not concern me. But if you call me bunny dude once more, I will kill! Why do you laugh, primitive? I make no joke.
Listen, I'll go over there out of the way for a while. This heat's making me go sweaty.
Yeah, do that, mutant. Ollie, activate.
Activating.
Scan the area for life form readings.
Commencing scanner sweep.
Well, have I succeeded? Is there anything still alive in there?
Well, it's a bit of a yes and a bit of a no on that one, RV-101.
Explain!
The young creatures are still in there, but the mouse has just escaped on her time cycle.
Oh, damn her!
I'm locking onto the fallout from her Enigma drive now.
Prepare to give chase!
What about the third human?
Now leave it. There's no time to target practice now.
But didn't we say that he'd be useful? An 8-foot rabbit with a gun the size of an estate car seems to infuse panic in the locals. We may need a pair of human hands.
That is why I will take his as a trophy. I do not need his help or your advice. Prepare to time hop.
Yes, of course. Now then, is the throttle the blue button or the green one? Oh, don't tell me. It'll come to me. Oh, no, that was the horn.
Ah! I will not forget this, you motorized malcontent! Ape! Hairless one! Come here!
His name is Baz.
Come here! Baz!
Have you found Steph and Max yet?
Yes, the mouse has escaped with them. They are still her prisoners.
Oh, no.
Oh, look, climb up. Everything's all right. You're going after them.
But, when you catch this mouse, you're going to kick its butt off.
Oh, yes. There will be much butt kicking. You will play your part.
You bet I will.
Climb up.
How could you just run out on us?
That mouse was a chicken.
And Baz, I can't believe he's just left the theater.
What? Left us? What?
Nothing, Max. You'll be all right. I'm going to look after you.
Don't need looking after.
Well, you tell Mum that. You've already broken her two biggest rules in one day. No playing with fire and no leaving the 20th century.
Steph,
what?
I'd like none to be here, turning me off again.
I know, Max. Me too.
What's the matter? No, I mean, Eek! As in Eek! She's coming back to save us, look! Eek, Eek, right over here!
Oh, God, I'm not too late.
We can't get through the flames to reach you.
It's all right, I've brought this. Catch! Oh, oh. I got it from you near that spatty goods and accessories quicker wood.
The singe no more fire extinguisher.
In 1948, it was the latest model. Unfortunately, I bought it in 1964, but it should still work.
What do you do?
First, you break the glass. Hold it upside down, shake it, pull the pin, press the button and pull the lever. Simple.
It's working!
Use it to push a flame back in front of you and run towards me.
Right, here we come.
No, Steph, come back, I can't.
Come back, don't be scared.
I'm not scared, I'm stuck to the floor. As long as my chain isn't melted.
Well, then I'll have to pull you out of them and carry you.
My mates see me.
Oh, come on.
Quick, jump on the floor.
I'm in my socks.
The rope's coming down. We're going to have to...
Ah! Time hop established.
That was close.
Entering the Enigma field now.
Oh, I hate this feeling.
Yes, breaking the time barrier does take some getting used to.
Yeah, well, don't worry yourself, Eek. Max gets car sick watching Top Gear.
What about you, Steph 17? How do you feel?
Like an overdone chicken McNugget? What took you so long?
2 days to find the fire extinguisher, then a week trying to figure out how to steer Norton.
Well, I'm still not used to this. We kept overshooting.
You mean you left me and Max in that burning building for a whole week?
We also had to do a little repair work on this lovely Caribbean island we found. Very unspoiled. Of course, we didn't stay long, though.
Oh, well, thanks.
Amazing how mild and pleasant the sunshine is back here in the past, with so much of your ozone layer still intact.
Yeah, well, perhaps you should have had a little holiday.
I did have time to glance through this.
History is fun.
My library book.
Did you miss it?
Well, funny enough, no.
I was looking for the moment. The start of the terrible disaster that poisoned the planet, wiped out your species
and... turned the Earth into the planet of the pits?
Rodents, Max. Rodents.
Did you find it?
I'm afraid not. It's all so upsetting. If I can't find the moment, I can't prevent it. And then I will have failed all the scientists at Project Time Hop.
Well, will they have a go at you?
I wish they could. They're dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The powers that be fear change. Anything that threatens their comfortable existence... God made rodent kind in his image and gave unto us the warren. It was meant to be that way, and so they'd have us believe.
We're nearly home yet.
Norton, when are we?
1765. April. Happy Easter, everyone.
Thank you.
Oh, we've not gone very far.
Well, at least we're going in the right direction.
I've got soot in my throat, Steph. I want a drink.
Well... I know where you can get one.
The Caribbean Islands.
Cool streams, romantic waterfalls and all the coconuts you can crack. You'll love it.
Can we go, Steph? Can we?
Yes, let's.
Well, I...
Norton, look onto our last but one coordinate. Sometime in 1770. Make it a Sunday.
But what about Bugs Bunny's psychopathic brother? I mean, isn't he still chasing us?
Don't worry, Steph. If he was, he'd have caught us by now. It's my guess he and that treacherous bike have taken a wrong turning. They'll be lost in the back streets of time.
Afternoon.
Hello.
Can I help you?
What's this place?
Don't you know?
I got pushed through the door in a bit of a hurry.
This is the Unidas Fancy Goods and Novelty Accessories Emporium, Cricklewood, established 1897.
Are you the manager?
I'm the owner, Eustace Unidas, at your service. We sell anything and everything.
Well, have you got a man-eating velociraptor, then?
Oh, out of stock. Back in on Monday.
I don't believe you.
All right, then, Tuesday.
I'm looking for a mouse.
Yes, lad. What kind of mouse?
A big one, about my height.
That is a tall order. Tell you what, I could do you a tortoise. There. Lovely, isn't he? His name's Fritz. Just give him the odd lettuce leaf and put him to bed in a shoebox.
That's an adjustable spanner.
Is it? Oh, sorry. Sold my glasses yesterday by mistake. We do have a pets department somewhere.
No. You don't understand, mate. The mouse wasn't part of your stock. It just came in here sometime today. My friend outside wants to talk to it.
Dr. Doolittle, is he?
You couldn't miss it! 5 feet tall. Long whiskers. Twitchy nose. Pink tail that gets stuck in things. Ring any bells?
The only customer who's rung my bell today was a young lady. Well-spoken, smartly dressed, wanted a fire extinguisher. Said it was urgent. I found one for her. Eventually.
Well, now she's gone.
Well, I can't see her. Can you?
No. Thanks for nothing, mate.
My pleasure.
Well?
She's not there.
Not in there?
She was, but she left.
Ollie! Explain!
Look, I'm a motorbike, not a mind reader, RV-101. All I can do is follow her exhaust fumes.
So that we always arrive too late!
I'm picking up a second trail now.
Now, good. The assignment will not fail.
Enigma drive on.
Wait. First, I must destroy Cricklewood and all its inhabitants.
Why?
Why? Yeah, because I must.
But won't that waste more time?
He's got a point there, RV.
Listen to me. You mess me legal microchips. I'll tell you what's a waste of time. This transdimensional tourist trip is a waste of time. And if you waste any more time, it is you who will be wasted.
You'll have a long walk home.
It'll be worth it to see you melted. Now set your scanners for their widest sweep. Boost your power and find me that mouse.
Longitude 33 degrees west. Latitude 15 degrees north. I'm going in!
This is it! You're gonna love this place in heaven!
Oh, it's worse than that thing at Fort Park.
You're gonna be sick, Max. Do it yesterday.
Look out! Here we go!
Are we there yet? It's very dark for a sun-kissed paradise.
What's that funny creaking?
Must just be the coconut swaying on the trees.
Norton!
Sorry, everyone. I appear to have overshot again. I missed the island by a couple of 100 miles.
Steph, why is the room swaying about?
What do you mean, missed? You're supposed to be able to pinpoint our space-time, Watsits.
With practice.
You found us in the fire.
On my 27th try.
Oh, God. What was that?
What?
That! Oh, it's more like hell than heaven.
Keep calm. There's no need to panic.
Max was right. This whole place is moving. Oh, I'm starting to feel a bit seasick.
Seasick? Don't be silly. We can't be...
Quick, Max, get down there, quick.
What are you going to, Horace?
I thought they'd help you first.
We don't need no help. I know where the salt is. You go back on deck before someone knew it says you've gone.
I can't go back up there.
Captain's orders. All us midshipmen are witness daily punishment.
I know all about captain's orders, but that poor soul hasn't done a thing. I ask you, what sort of crime was that to deserve such a beating?
Serious business, sneezing on a Friday.
Is it?
Of course. What if a mermaid should hear him and decide to bewitch us all?
That's a load of superstitious bilge bird sinker, and you know it.
All I know is you better watch that tongue of yours, Horace, or it won't be his wretched back I'll be fetching this here salt for. There.
Hello. I don't suppose you've got a twin.
What? What have we here? A stowaway, is that?
A glass of water would be nice too. My throat feels like a chimney.
What? I'll show you water, my friend. Come on, I can't know what the word for you.
Get off the edge.
Come on, Horace, let's take him a bath.
You go.
Eh?
I'll follow on with the salt.
Oh, aye. Look, that's when
I'll get off, stay.
All right. I know you're fine there. Come out.
Please. We don't mean any harm. If we can just have Max back, we'll go.
Come in the light.
Oh, if you insist.
Saints preserve us. What manner of creature are you? A monster? A sea demon?
Even less likely. I'm a scientist.
She's from the future. And I'm from the future as well.
Can this be true?
We got ourselves a bit lost, you see. Am I right in thinking this is some kind of water-going vessel?
It is a merchant ship of 64 guns. His Majesty's Raisin Arbor. What do you want with us, evil spirits?
Nothing. Just your help in getting out of here.
Why should I help you?
Because you already did. By not telling Bert we were here.
I didn't.
And besides, you don't really believe in all this evil spirit rubbish, do you?
No. Though my own eyes tell me otherwise.
Well, you have a look at my T-shirt. I bet you've never even heard of E-17, have you?
No.
Well, there you are, then. Proves we're from the future, doesn't it?
Well, I suppose so. Tell me, what will tomorrow be like?
Like today, I'm afraid, only worse. And full of harsh rulers like your captain.
Yeah, but we're trying to sort of, you know, put things right, Horace. That is your name, isn't it?
Yes, miss.
Oh, well, I'll tell you something about the future. I'd change it sharpish if I were you. Horace is going to go permanently out of fashion pretty soon.
Alas, I've already changed my name, miss. Horace is what I ask people to call me. My real name's even worse. It's...
Horatio!
Oh, sorry, quickly!
What are you skulking in the hole, boy? Think you can escape from me?
Checking for more stowaways, sir.
And what did you find?
Nothing.
You certain?
Just the odd mouse, Captain.
Yeah. So a somewhat eventful first voyage for you, midshipman.
Aye, Captain.
And how do you find this life before the mast? It's not too rough and ready for you, Archer.
No, Captain.
Good, good. But you'll not mind me putting that to the test. Yonder is a stowaway being tied to the mast. Hurry along now.
Captain, sir.
What is it?
Let me take his punishment. I know I've done wrong and I'm ready to face the lash for him, sir.
Why would you do such a thing?
To prove myself, dear Captain.
Impossible.
Sir?
That is, unless you can be in two places at once, boy. For you're the one who's going to be doing the flogging, Master Horatio Nelson.
The readings are definitely getting stronger.
That's what she said the last time. And all we found was a wet towel and some suntan lotion.
Trust me. This time we've caught up with her.
Let's hope we're not too late, eh, Harvey?
Too late?
Stop that mouse eating Max and Steph.
There. Hey there.
Is it really true that she starts at the toes and works up?
Deputy Nurse. So terrible are the crimes committed by EK6 that I shudder to invent them.
Really? Oh, it's truth. Hang on, Steph. Hang on, Max. We're coming for you.
Let the punishment commence.
They'll have the social workers on you, Phyllis, you know. Just wait till my mum's born.
50 strokes, Master Nelson, and don't spare the rod.
But, Captain, 50.
King's regulations. Don't argue with me,
argue with him!
For a grown man, Captain, an healthy one, perhaps. But this stowaway is not but a lad. His limbs are wasted, his flesh soft.
And I'm in my socks.
Truth is, he is not much younger than you, Midshipman Nelson, but I mean to see that before this day is done, you'll both be dead. Now, once again, I entreat you, carry out the sentence, or be hanged for mutiny.
Sorry, Max.
Not sorry as I am. The other way, now stop. Cut that prisoner loose.
What the devil?
That's right. I'm the devil. Shira, something. And if you don't do as I say, I'll, banish you to the castle of Greyskull.
Yeah, Master Sinker, get up off your knees, man.
He does. I've cast a spell on him.
His throne! Oh,
Master Sinker, you will climb up there and get my brother, He-Man, down from that mast now.
She's not a witch, you fools. He's just another stowaway, and a woman, too.
Begging your pardon.
Shut up. What's the matter with you all? Is this the pride of the English fleet? Someone lay hold of her, Quinch.
Sir!
As for you, Bert Sinker, you'll join our young friend at the mast for this day's work.
But, sir!
What is it, man?
Bad noise!
preparing final approach. Oh, just a moment.
What is it?
Well, it may be nothing.
Well, tell me!
According to my geophysical data bank, this area in our time is known as the Great Monoxide Desert, a ravaged landscape of barren rocks, dry riverbeds, and the occasional Tesco trolley.
So?
But, according to my visual scan, in the 1770, it looks rather wetter.
Well, how much wetter?
Quite a bit.
What was that?
Why, it was a great fire-breathing dragon, sir, with Lucifer himself riding on his back. It appeared from thin air, cast its evil eye upon us, then plunged down deep into the terrible depths.
Hold your tongue, man. You're frightening the men.
It was the witch, Captain. She could command the sky.
Wait till you see what I can do for an uncle. Eek! Now!
This'll do the job.
Hey, give me back my sword, you dog.
I'll not forget your mutiny, Nelson.
Nor I your cruelty, Captain. Come, stowaway.
And careful, you nearly have me arm off.
Max, Dad, climb on, quickly.
Morris, you two, come on.
Time off.
Vanished in thin air, all of them.
You're right, Master Sinclair. It was the devil and his minions in human form.
Now they've gone back to hell.
And taken young Horatio Nelson with them.
My God, have mercy on us all.
Admiral Nelson, I'm telling you it's him.
Oh,
the one with the column. Oh, you know. Look it up in History's Fun.
Don't be so dozy, Max. There were probably a million Horatio Nelsons in his time. You know, it was a common name, like Smith or Patel. You're not an admiral, are you, Horace?
Hardly. I'm only 12 years old.
Really? You were very mature for a 12-year-old.
No, thank you, Miss Steph. And one so fair as thee could never be taken for a witch.
Steph has got a boyfriend. Steph has got...
Oh, ouch! Sorry, Max. My fist slipped.
Look, can I take this bag off my head now, please?
When we get inside, eh?
But it's so hot in here.
Yeah, well, it serves you right for having a furry head. Look, if you'd wanted to keep cool, you should have stayed hidden with Norton in the rubbish chutes.
A fine way to thank us for bringing you home.
This is your home, Steph?
Well, no, not quite. This is the London Borough of Hatbridge Municipal Library. Eek wants to look up books on ecology.
Ecology?
Oh, after your time.
Let's go in.
Come on, Max.
Oh, and Eek, please try and stay out of sight. You've caused enough cardiac arrest for one century. Excuse me.
Yes. Can I help you, young man?
Have you got anything on Nelson?
Yes, dear. Mandela, Rockefeller, or Eddie?
Come again?
Which Nelson?
This one, of course.
Good day to you, ma'am.
Oh, why, how charming. And what are you supposed to be, then? A jolly jack tar? I think you'll find the theme for our story time today is the future. Isn't that right, Miss Watkins?
Exterminate! Exterminate!
Oh, very good. I'm frightened.
What does all this mean, Max?
No, you don't understand. I'm talking about Horatio Nelson, Admiral Nelson.
Let me see. No, sorry. Nothing that I can recall.
But you must have.
Why is he famous?
Is he famous? He's got his own column.
In which paper?
In the Strand. Nelson's column.
Never heard of it.
But we went there on a trip from school. We saw the Houses of Government, Big Bong and Nelson's column. Then we fed the pigeons and a policeman reported us for bunking school.
Oh, you mean Sinker's column in Trafalgar Square?
That's the one, Trafalgar Square.
Admiral Bert Sinker. 1756 to 1805. First Viscount. Died at the Battle of Trafalgar. We've got lots of books on him. History section, third on the left.
You know Bert Sinker, ma'am?
Not personally.
I do. He's a friend of mine. Not so much a friend, more of a shipmate, really.
What a marvellous imagination you have.
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
It's hopeless, Steph.
What, no big environmental disasters?
Quite the opposite. According to these books, there are hundreds of them in the late 20th century. You people must live each day in mortal terror.
Yeah, we do.
There is no one big disaster, just a million small ones. Impossible to contain. We were foolish to think we could ever change things.
At least you tried. Steph, Steph! You won't believe this.
Shh, Max, what?
The ocean's disappeared.
No, he hasn't.
Here, I can see him, in the children's section looking for Wally.
No, not that Nelson. The statue in Trafalgar Square.
What are you talking about, Max?
Someone else now. The librarian told me.
Well, she's winding you up. Go and look in the history section under N.
Will you look for me? I can't read.
No! I'm fed up with doing everything for you, Max. I'm such a baby.
I've never got my glass of water. And you owe me a new pair of trainers.
I've failed.
Cheer up. It might never happen.
But it will, Steph, and there's nothing I can do to stop it.
So what will you do now? Go home?
And face a firing squad?
I don't think so.
Oh, no! Oh.
Target located very close.
Where's the mouse?
I beg your pardon?
Where's Steph and Max?
How dare you bring a motorcycle in here?
Come on, Mrs. Answer the question. Don't be scared. We're the police.
This is a public library, and you are dripping on my carpet.
Libraries are illegal.
I wish they were. We'd get more kids in here. Now, if you kindly...
I will ask you one more time.
And I will ask you to keep your voice down, Mr. Peter Rabbit, or whatever you're supposed to be. As for Thomasina Tittlemouse, I saw her going into the ecology section.
And where is that?
That's better. It's over there, behind history.
Thank you.
Thanks for drying your carpet, anyway.
Oh, my God. What have you done?
Technically, it has to do with matter and antimatter saying hello.
That, Deputy Baz, is how we deal with criminals where I come from.
Where's history? You've destroyed history.
Max! Horace! Eek! Where is everybody?
What's it, Steph? We're over here. Your knight in shining Doc Martens has come to rescue you.
But I didn't need rescuing.
Look, there's someone alive under modern British politics.
Horace?
Someone call an ambulance.
Where did he go? One minute he was there and then...
Where did who go? You don't
Your
mean...
Your brother, Steph, he was hit by that ball of fire.
Oh, no. No!
Someone call an ambulance. Now!
He killed Max! The rabbits killed Max!
In episode 2 of Time Hops, EK6 was played by Sarah Crowe, RV101 by David Harewood, Steph by Nicholas Stapleton, Baz by Paul Reynolds, and Max by Dax O'Callaghan. Harley was Bradley Lavelle, Norton Ian Masters, Horatio Joshua Taub, and Bert Sinker Oliver Senton. The captain was Derek Waring and the librarian Natasha Pine. Time Hops was written by Alan Gilby and David Richard Fox, with music composed by Richard Attree of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The director was Nandita Ghosh.